USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The lawyer for the former Marine charged with killing a homeless man on a New York subway says his client should be celebrated for his actions. Attorney Thomas Kenneth made those comments yesterday during a radio interview and said Daniel Penny put himself in harm's way for the benefit of others. Jordan Neely losing consciousness after Penny placed him in a chokehold on that Manhattan subway earlier this month. Penny being charged with second-degree manslaughter. A dead body has been found in the freezer of an Arby's in Louisiana. Police in New Iberia responded to the fast food restaurant Thursday night, where employees reported a woman's body found inside a walk-in freezer. Police actually do not suspect foul play in that incident. The woman's identity was not released. Good news, people are happier in their jobs.
Job satisfaction hit a 36-year high in 2022, revealing two positive changes in the tight labor market. The quality of jobs improved as wages and work flexibility increased, and workers moved into positions that were a better fit. Last year, 62.3% of U.S. workers said they were satisfied with their jobs. That's up from 60.2% in 2021. The study was done by the nonprofit, The Conference Board. I'm Lance Pry.
The sale of the Washington Commanders is happening. The team announcing it entered into a purchase and sale agreement with the ownership group led by Josh Harris, a native of Washington, D.C., and owner already of the New Jersey Devils and the Philadelphia 76ers. According to the deal, Harris will pay $6 billion for the football franchise. The NFL and team owners still need to approve the sale before it can go into effect. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The defending NBA champions have been eliminated from the playoffs. The LA Lakers blew out the Golden State Warriors 122-101 in Game 6 last night. LA winning the best of seven series 4-2. They will play the Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals beginning Tuesday. The NCAA's power over college athletics may have diminished in the last couple of years, but there is one issue where it stands firm.
The governing body for college athletics says no gambling by student athletes on any sport anywhere, even where it's legal, like Iowa. That's where dozens of current and former athletes from the state's two biggest public schools, Iowa and Iowa State, are now linked to a sports betting investigation. The University of Iowa says current athletes under investigation have been suspended from their teams. All this comes days after Alabama fired its baseball coach over an alleged bet on his team's game against LSU last month. I'm Richard Johnson.
Jamie Foxx's daughter, Corinne, is sharing great news about the actor's health condition. Corinne taking to her Instagram story yesterday, writing her father's been out of the hospital for weeks and is recuperating. He's even been playing pickleball. Buckingham Palace releasing two new official portraits yesterday from King Charles III's coronation. One where he posed with Prince William and Prince George, the next two men in line for the throne. The second, while Charles and Queen Camilla posed with their court. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.